This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
Lorraine, you're on 98FM. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, Lorraine. Now, tell me what happened to you in Chicago.
Oh, God. I was going on a shopping trip over Thanksgiving with 4 friends. And we arrived into the airport and collected our bags. And we all had a trolley with our bags on them. And can I just, before I go forward with this, we have the one, you know, everyone has a group of friends. And we have the one friend that does all the organising. She books the hotel, she does the flight. And we just give her the money to sort
out. If I'm going away with a group, it's me that does all that.
We have a good friend who does all that and she's great. And anyway, we got through the immigration here, went on the plane, got into arrivals in Chicago, and we collected our bags. We each had a trolley with our bag on it and our travel bag and our handbags. And as we're coming out, after collecting the bags, out to the exit, there was this big security immigration woman, I don't know what she was, standing there, and she was told, she goes, "This way, lady." So I went to the right and my friend followed me, and she let such a roar out where she goes, "Not you, lady." She shouted at my friend, "You have to go straight." So I came back and she started shouting at me to keep going straight, to walk forward. Now I was walking down this lane, this hallway with nothing but doors, and I didn't know where I was supposed to go, and it seemed to be an endless corridor. So I started to turn back and she just kept telling me to keep walking. Now my friends were gone through at this stage. They had going the opposite direction. So I got to the end and I didn't know where anyone was. Next of all, this man, another immigration officer, appeared from one of the doors and he told me to come down to the very end. When I got there, there was myself, there was a priest, and there was a young couple with a little child. And when I say that bags and stuff was everywhere, it was absolutely horrific watching them.
They literally reefed through everything.
Oh, went through everything. And I hear my standing there, nearly losing. I was bursting to go to the loo. And I was going, oh my God, I'm going to just have a huge accident here now. I was in such, I got such a fright. And I said, now if they open my bag, it's like a set of Russian dolls, because I had loads of bags in a bag because we were going shopping. And I'm standing there and the girl comes, this woman waves me over to this, like a conveyor belt. And they opened my bag and they said to me, who are you travelling with? How long are you here for? They had my passport, I have to say at this stage. They had my passport and they opened my bag and they wanted to know who I was travelling with, where I was going, why was I in the United States, how long was I there for, how much money I had, and where was I staying. Of course, I couldn't remember where we were staying because my friend had done all the booking. And they asked who I was going, who I was there with. I said, my friends. And I said, I think they're outside. So they took my passport. I was frisked, I don't know how many times. They went through the contents of my handbag. They told me to sit on this chair. They took my coat, my handbag, told me to sit on this chair. And I was there. And there was the young couple that were there, the little baby. She was roaring, crying. And we're going through all the nappies and everything. Now, I know you have to go, like, if they're looking for terrorists and stuff, you have to go to extreme. But, like, they weren't a bit nice. I have to stress that. They were not nice to me. They were not nice to this couple. And they weren't nice to the priest either. So I was just waiting for them to come back. And the officer comes over and he says to me, they're looking at my passport and looking at me and they're tapping away on it, some sort of a computer system. And next of all, he comes over and he goes, and where did you say you were staying? I said, I can't remember the name of the hotel. I said, my friend booked it. And next of all, she just looked at my duty free and she goes through the duty free bag and she says, do you usually smoke two different brands of cigarettes? And I said, I don't smoke. I said, they're for a present. And I had a litre of vodka in the bag as well. And she says, you know, we don't drink on the streets over here, ma'am. And I said, I was going to say, do you not, I'm not that stupid. Like, do you think I'm an alcoholic that I'm going to be drinking on the street? But I said, I better keep my mouth shut because the young couple that were in front of me, the guy was getting really stroppy with them. And like, they were literally thinking of sending them back on the next flight to Dublin, to be honest.
So you knew to not overreact.
Don't overreact. Just keep your mouth shut and let them get on with it, to be honest.
Let me ask you then, after that experience, how long were you kept there? I assume you were eventually
let go. I tell you, this is it, Adrian. Like, I was in a country that I wasn't used to. I mean, I was used to going in and out of New York, whatever, right? I was never in Chicago in my life. my friends were gone through. I didn't know where they were. And like when they told me eventually that I could go, like about 40 minutes to an hour later, my friends were outside frantic. Nobody would tell them where I was or what was happening. As far as they were concerned, I could have been thrown back on the flight home to Dublin. Like nobody was anyway helpful in there whatsoever. And it is the most terrifying experience I've ever had in my life. And I would never go back to that city again. Never.
Wow. So how would you feel then if their immigration control was even tighter, if you were to be asked your Facebook password or your bank account details?
Look, Adrian, you know, I had a most horrible experience there and it would put me off going. If that was what they were going to do, it's fine. If they're nice, but they're not. They're very intimidating. They are not nice people. Like, they treat you really bad. Like, well, I was treated bad. I mean, there was only three of us there off that flight.
Mm.
And they were all treated the same way. Like, it was like as if we were criminals and we were actually doing something wrong.
So it would put you off?
It would put me off big time, yeah. Right. Absolutely.
The Voice of the City.
98FM's Dublin Talks.
With Adrian Kennedy.
We're live every morning from 10 on 98FM.